Clue, the inhabitants of what city deceived Joshua and Israel by dressing up in old garments? What's that city? Jebus, Gibeon, Lachish, or Jericho? You'll find the answer in Joshua 9. When you do, put what is in front of your response and then call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
If you wouldn't be it for us this morning, and you just ought to tell God, thank you for all that he has done for you, all that he's doing for you, how he's making a way out of no way for you, how he's just blessing you tremendously with the little bit that you have. You don't even know how you're making it, but what he's doing, he's just stretching that little bit you got. Y'all don't know nothing about stretching, but he'll just stretch that little dollar.
Yes, yes.
All right. Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord. Anybody can testify he stretched my money. Yes. Yes. Anybody can testify that the little bit I did, that he just stretched it. And I made it from Monday to Friday because he
stretched it.
And I can walk in here saying thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Exodus. The 15th chapter, we're going to go back to that 25th verse, and we're going to go to that 26th verse. I've been trying to, sometimes it's just not good to just rush across some things. And I think that the Bible readers pick it up better when we just series it out. You get a better understanding of what's going on. And at that 25th verse of that 15th chapter of the book of Exodus, I always say that Exodus simply is talking about exiting through the dust. I'm saying that Israel is exiting. They didn't have paved roads. They didn't have gravel roads. They didn't have paved streets, but they exited through the dust. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree which he had cast into the waters. The waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thou God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that what?
Heals.
That what?
Heals.
So when you go to the doctor, the Lord
heals.
Let's go back and talk about bitter waters made sweet.
Talk about that.
I must come back up to 25 and then veer off to 26. It's like being in an airplane. Sometimes you just have to veer up and then bank right before you can land. And sometimes you just have to readjust yourself.
Amen.
So you can get everyone in safely. We don't want to lose any passengers.
All right.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yes, sir.
I do believe all of you have had your ticket in your hand, which is the word.
Yes, sir.
And you got a right to ride.
Amen.
So since you have your ticket and you have the right to ride, then we must get you safely to your destination. And when you get on board, you're getting on without any worries. You just know that God is going to make a way out of no way somehow. He's going to get me up in the air, and then he's going to allow me to land back down on the ground. He's just going to work it out. Let me try to open you up by talking about these waters in our lives, in our lives. In Washington, D.C. is making it difficult for brown African Americans and Hispanic America, Asian America, the Indian who was here before all on this side of the country. It's making it tough for us. And to top it all, we already had problems getting us to the pole. Then when we come to understand that we got to get to the pole to change something, they found new laws and new ways, trickery and treachery. To slow us down. But what they don't know, they have just sped us up. Because we're going to become some serious advocates of the Pope. And it's really bitter waters for those who are in control don't want to lose control. But really, they're not in control anyway, because God is in control. And the truth just be told, God is already in control. That's right, Brother Leotis. He always will be. Always have been. He'll never fail. The God of Israel never sleeps, nor does he slumber. So here in our text again, Israel has made it across the Red Sea. Moses has led them. And as we were in verse 25 on Tuesday, and he cried unto the Lord. Now that word cried does not mean that he just went out and he yelled. But it really means that he prayed. And he had to pray. Because Israel was bucking. And I say all the time, no need to argue with a fool. Because if you argue with a fool, nobody won't know who is the fool. Those who looking at the argument and listening at the argument don't know which is which. So don't argue with the fool. So Moses doesn't argue with them. He went and prayed for them. You're not going to argue with them. You ain't going to cut up. No, I ain't got nothing to do. I know how to get on my knees. And I know how to get a prayer through. Because your heart must be positioned in the right place in order to get what you need through to God. And God knows that your heart is all in the right place. So he cried unto the Lord. Now, one thing about God, God already knows what you need. He knows that you have cancer before the doctor discovers it. He knows what you're going to run into next week before you run into next week. In other words, see, God is already in the tomorrow. We are in the today. But God rests in the tomorrow. And because he rests in the tomorrow, he can look out for you better today because he sees your path for tomorrow. And I'm so glad that he can see my path into tomorrow because he's making a way for me right now for tomorrow. I'm in here by myself. He's moving things out the way so when my tomorrow comes, I don't have to fight and wrestle with the pressures of the world because God has already dealt with my tomorrow. No wonder the psalmist says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming tomorrow. Do I have some help in the house? He's talking about in the tomorrow. So God already knew. Now, man needs three basic things to live. Water, shelter, and food. Three basic things man needs to survive. And God is all three. He's water in dry places. He's a shelter in a time of a storm. He's food in a storm. I ain't got no help in here. But he's food in a starving land. Man need three basic things, and God is all three. So now as God moves the Red Sea, moves Israel, he GPSes them, and God already knows what's going on. Listen closely. Walking with God is an adventure. Y'all hear me here. Have you really just took time on a Monday and said, God, I'm going to walk with you through the week. And I want you to walk with me through the month. And I'm going to stay with you through the year. And the things that comes up on you in your walking. Or shall I say in your stroll, you'll find that walking with God becomes an adventure. Things that should have taken you out, God is just taking care of. Things that should have wiped you out, God still has you in the game. Things that should have just turned you all around, you're still standing straight. Anybody in the house have a little stroll with God? I'm trying to tell you, walking with God is nothing but an adventure.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m.